Dear All Things Considered,
NPR congressional reporter Andrea Seabrook sent us this spring postcard from Capitol Hill.
A wonderful thing about covering Congress is getting to walk around the lush Capitol grounds every day. This time of year is frustrating, though. It's hinting at spring, but this week it snowed again. So when I met up with Matthew Evans, the head landscape architect of the Capitol, I had to ask him,
how do you know it's spring? I want to ask you about, you know, the quickening of the world.
Well, it wasn't that many weeks ago that we were furiously moving snow and ice off walkways and streets. Those memories are still fresh in my mind. So it's nice to know that even if we have a little snow, like we even had yesterday, it's what we call conversational snow. It's not going to accumulate.
Looking out across the Capitol grounds, there are lots of signs of spring.
You do see the buds fattening up on the trees. The sap is rising and that the buds have formed and they're beginning to fill out. And just like the metamorphosis of a butterfly, so to speak, they're going to pop out of their little cocoon in a few days.
Chattering groups of students and other visitors have returned to the lawns and terraces. The green shoots of thousands of bulbs have pushed up through the soil. And the carillon seems more noticeable now that it's warm enough to linger outside.
What is that song?
My country. I can't remember the next line, but it's a patriotic song. You can hear there's a bell that's not quite ringing. Oh, well.
Evans leads me down the path. He wants to show me his favorite among all the trees here, an enormous willow oak just starting to bud.
What is it you like about it?
Oh, it's just so stately and seems like the divine creator here is just the ultimate artist. Every branch is at the right angle, the right shape, the right size and proportion to the trunk. Come stand at the base of it.
Evans leads me right underneath the tree. Mountains of its gnarled, heavy roots run along the ground. And then we turn our faces to look straight up the trunk.
Look at the enormity of the central leader, the main trunk, and the texture of the bark. And it's one of the things that make it my favorite tree is its bark is more evident in the winter without the foliage, and in the springtime it's a sign of hope that it reemerges with all its faint green buds.
It feels like some big force is just about to break loose.
When she's not roaming the Capitol grounds, NPR's Andrea Seabrook works in a windowless booth in the House Radio and Television Gallery.